Hey, this is John Agadakis, and I want to thank you for joining me on this podcast. This podcast is a live recording of a call that I do each week with other internet marketers where we talk about how we can market our products and services better, how we can get more traffic and make more sales. Now, if you want to join this private coaching group, go ahead and visit my blog. It's johnlagoudakis.com. That's johnlagoudakis.com. And also on the blog, I've got a transcript of everything that we talk about, including links to sites that I mentioned. I hope you get a lot out of today's recording. Okay, well, yeah, welcome. Welcome to the call. We're going to start off with Jane today. Jane on my left. Jane, tell us about your week.
My week started out real good with getting my mailing addresses and all my little shiny objects in a row. And then my aunt was having a 90th birthday party, and then that just kind of stopped me.
Ah, okay, your auntie.
Uh-huh.
90th birthday.
Oldest little auntie got me. She's all that's left. But I'm still working on my list and my my templates for my emails.
Okay, great. Yeah, family comes first. That's what I always say.
Right. She was excited. Very excited.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. 90th birthday. I wish I lived till I'm 90.
And she has a very good memory and is very business, knows her business.
Okay.
Know what legally she can do and what she can't.
Okay, great. So what does she attribute her good health to?
I think that it was no children.
Yeah.
She was very, very frugal in her marriage, very frugal, and she worked for that goal to have, I guess, her good days in her old days.
Nice.
Her old days, yeah.
Yeah, good advice. Good advice. Too late with the no children part, though, for me. Can't take them back. Right. Can't give them back. And I wouldn't want to anyway. They're great. Yeah, so Jane, that's fantastic. You know, you're working on your autoresponder sequence as well?
Right. Right, I am.
Okay, and how's that coming along?
It's coming very slow. What I thought would come together fast is not.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be very focused and very organized, and I have found as you age that those are some of the keys that you lose.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult to do it because I'm easily distracted when I get into one thing and instead of staying on the task, I'm rolling over with the other one.
Okay. Yep.
I know your feeling, Jane.
You know, and what I find I do, Jane, and I think a lot of other people are guilty of this, is taking the path of least resistance. And what I mean by that is, if I've got a set of tasks to do on a given day, like today, for example, and there's a task that I need to do, but it's boring or I've never done it before and I'm not sure how to do it, I tend to procrastinate it and do the stuff that I have done before that I prefer to do, and that gives me that payoff, you know, like, you know, I procrastinate the stuff.
The too hard basket.
Yeah, the too hard basket or the boring stuff. Do the stuff I enjoy doing, and then I spend the rest of the day. So I do the stuff I enjoy doing at the beginning of the day, and then the rest of the day I sort of, you know, go and check the fridge, see if there's anything for me to eat because I'm feeling a little bit hungry, you know, take a bit of a stretch, you know, and all this other stuff. Like, I'll check my email, you know, check my ClickBank account, see if I've made a commission in the last, you know, 5 minutes that I checked it before. And so, you know,
we all do the easier stuff first, John, because you can get it done. You know what you're doing, you can get it done. But when it comes to, like you mentioned, jobs that you haven't done before, you're thinking, oh, well, I'll get it done someday, but that someday never arrives.
Mm-hmm. And the sad thing is, when I finally do those things that I procrastinate, I find that it wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be. and it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. And so all that time that I spent stressing out about it and thinking about it and procrastinating, I could have actually enjoyed myself if I just got it done. Now, I'm not saying you're doing that, Jane. I'm just talking about something that I do. You might find that you do that. I don't know.
Yes, I do. I move it away from the TV.
I think we all procrastinate, really. It's Anyway.
Yeah, we do. So, Jane, is there anything we can help you with your autoresponder sequence or anything else you're doing right now? You still there, Jane?
Oh, yeah, I am. I had just moved into the kitchen. I would, if you have time, is to talk a little bit how to sell on ClickBank.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just get a little bit, I guess it's a little confused. There's so many ways that you can go.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Jane, do you mean the product? Like how to sell, which product to choose and which category you think that may be a bestseller rather than choose something that's, unknown?
No, I just want
not to as popular.
What forms do you fill out?
You mean that, how to open up an account?
I have an account open, but I don't know how to take that account and post it to the internet.
Oh, no, you don't post the account to the internet. What you need to do is you go into the marketplace and select a category of what you think may be a bestseller. Like if you do eBay, for instance, and you go into their search bar and you put in, I think it's called Pulse, it gives you the most popular items, the most called for items that people are interested in, right?
Pulse still available, Julie? When was the last time you used eBay Pulse?
Oh, quite a while back. I'm not sure whether it's still available. Yeah, they're still giving the people the idea of what's best to sell on the internet. You don't have to take your account to the internet, Jane. What you need to do is go into the marketplace in your account and have a look to see what's available in whichever category you choose, whether you choose internet business, work from home opportunity, health, gardening, golfing, whatever they've got, and then have a look at the gravity to find out how many people are advertising it. The higher the gravity, the more people are advertising it.
Well, I read somewhere that health and fitness was the number one seller.
That's why I'm doing it, Lyle.
I realize that.
I've chosen the subject. But
I realize that, Julie. I knew that why you would be doing it. Yeah, of course.
What's the number one seller?
Health and fitness, because people are overweight. They want to find solutions on how to lose weight. I usually say to people, don't go on a diet, change it. And they look at me as if to say, well, isn't it the same thing? I said, no, because going on a diet is you're reducing the junk foods, right?
Right.
When you're changing your diet, you have to revamp the whole diet. Chuck everything out that you've ever believed in that's good for you. Mm-hmm. I've actually changed my diet from I was a vegetarian for 32 years, but I was still having health problems with the vegetarian diet. And I started deleting this and omitting that, and it still didn't help my health issues. So I actually dropped everything to do with vegetarianism and turned vegan. I'm 95% raw food, 5% steamed, and all the illnesses that I was suffering with before have vanished. I've got it actually on my blog, why I changed my diet and the health benefits from it. I'll type it in for you. It's called naturestrinity.com. And if you read the article, why I changed my diet, then you'll find out the health benefits I've received from the change of the diet.
Okay.
Yeah, great. Going back to your question there, thank you, Julie. Thanks, Lyle. Go back to your question, Jane, about ClickBank.
Uh-huh.
Now, where are you having problems? Is it choosing the product that you're not sure about? Or is it...
Mine is simply the clerical or the administrative part of putting it on the internet.
Okay.
Put it on my... Whatever I need to do to put it out there to sell. Okay. If I can get that process down... I can do the rest. Okay. I know the product and the niche.
You know the product that you want to advertise?
Yeah. I want to still go into internet marketing. And I want to go into a little bit of the weight. I have been getting ClickBank engines. Have you gotten any of that? CB engines?
It sounds familiar.
And what's it called?
ClickBank engines.
I've never heard of it. Yeah. What's a ClickBank? What's a try again. ClickBank engine. Are you talking about a search engine?
I don't think that's what it is. And I've closed all those, and I probably can't find them. You know, when I'm looking for something, I can't ever find it.
Yeah, it sounds familiar, ClickBank engine, but I can't remember what it is. But Jane, when it comes to how do you promote? Because that's the question, isn't it? Really, that's how you become successful. It's not the product, because there's so many products out there. There's affiliate products. You can create your own product. The product is not the thing. It's how do I get the word out there? How do I get myself in front of people? Right. And but not just getting it out there, because there's ways to get it out there quite cheaply, right? For example, there was this there's this network called AdFly, and they can for pennies you can get your offer to be displayed in front of people. You can use PPV networks, right? You can use PPV networks, and you can get your offer in front of people for literally
pennies on the dollar.
Pennies, for pennies. Yeah. That's right. Per view, per page view. So someone actually looking at the sales page of a ClickBank offer for 1 cent or less, right?
Oh, well.
So there's ways to get your stuff out there, and they're important to know that. It's important to know the different ways to get your message out there. But what's more important is how do I get people to buy through me? Because people are seeing stuff all the time, right? Our society is such a way now that you're bombarded with marketing material, with advertising all the time. You know, when you're on your cell phone, when you're watching TV, when you're driving to and from work, whether it's posters on the side of the road, shops, whether it's your radio playing, the music when you're listening to music on the your advertising is literally everywhere all the time. It's in your mailbox with your junk mail. So getting it out there, well, the question is basically how do I not just get it out there, but how do I get someone to buy from me? Now that's where your branding comes in, not just your branding but the way you present your message to the market. So a great example of this is Julie. So Julie's created a blog. She'll be creating videos very shortly. So what Julie's doing is creating a following. People that read her stuff or in the future watch her videos, and they're going to come to know and trust her. So when Julie recommends stuff, whether it's her own book that she's written, a TV, a video series that she's created that she's selling, or something else that Julie endorses with her affiliate link, Julie can make money through that following. And that is the best way, really, to with online marketing, that's the way you want to go, because you have the whole world as your oyster. There's no limitations. When you open a physical store, you're limited by the traffic that comes to that store.
Purchased a lot of leads. I have, have all of that I can use, but I can't, in my mind, get that administrative part of it.
Okay. So the question then would be, Jane, how do you take those leads that you have or any other traffic that you're generating? And what I find the best way to do this is to get them onto your list and then promote your products. So there's a few ways you can do that. You can get a following. So you can buy leads and you can import them into your autoresponder.
And then I can do that real good. It's just when it takes time, when the time comes to get my ad all set up, I get confused there. Mm-hmm. I was a supervisor for Bell South AT&T for over 40 years. I could tell you how to do anything, but in this, I'm having a problem mm-hmm. of putting that administrative part mm-hmm. and then sending it out, because I have no problem telling anyone what to do. Mm-hmm. It's just that I don't know, okay, I've got my list, my leads. I know what I want. Okay, so how do I go about getting them on the internet? And I'm sure it's some simple answer that I've missed.
Okay, so when you say you've got leads, these are leads that you've purchased, is that correct?
Right, I have, yeah, leads that I have purchased. Or they can be leads that responded back, you know, to something that I tried to sell. But most of them are leads that I've purchased.
Okay, so with leads that you purchased, you can, depending on who your autoresponder account is with, you can simply import them and start emailing them. Now, with AWeber, if you import leads, you have to send out a verification message to them that right. they have permission to contact them. And then once they click on that link saying, yeah, I'm happy for Jane to send me emails, then AWeber will start sending your sequence or your broadcast emails. Other autoresponder services, they allow you to do that without necessarily
verifying it.
I think Get Response is like that. I could be wrong.
Get Response, I had over 3,000, and finally they just took them away. I never knew why, because you know me, I jumped. So I was focusing on something else then.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You mean they pinched your 3,000 leads, Jane?
Yeah.
They took them away and they didn't give you a reason?
They just gone.
Yeah, that's strange.
That is weird.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've heard of email marketers having their autoresponder campaigns closed down.
Yeah.
And that's because they...
Too many complaints?
Yeah, too many complaints. And then the company has looked into what they've been sending out. If they haven't been happy, they just close down their accounts. So yep. that certainly happens. And which is why I keep away from buying leads and importing them in and sending them out.
I learnt my lesson the hard way, John.
Yeah, what happened to you, Julie?
No, I'm just saying that I agree with you. Don't buy your leads.
Yeah. So I find...
Because they're non-responsive for a start. I mean, you can have them on your account for some time, and you're paying the high price through having that many leads through the company that you're got your autoresponder account with.
Yeah.
And then you find that your leads are non-responsive to the emails that you sent them. You may have one or two opens out of like thousands of leads. Or they could be overexposed to an awful lot of advertising that when they see yours, oh, it's just another advert, I'll just delete it. They don't respond to it at all. They'll just delete the emails.
Yeah.
I have an email verifier that I can put their email addresses in and it will verify if they're good or if they're bad. Well, really, it covers it all. But and I put those through my email verifier before I've ever given them to Get Response or AWeber.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is there another mailer besides Get Response and AWeber?
They're the two main ones. There are definitely other ones out there that you can use.
But would they just take your leads and sell
shut
them?
You down?
Well,
I don't know.
My leads? Yeah, look, I'd recommend if it's something that AWeber doesn't like you doing, even if other autoresponders allow you to do it, it's not necessarily a good thing.
Yeah.
Basically, I keep away from purchasing leads, like large lists, and running them through my system. I like to generate my own through what strategies. I won't go out and say it. What's some good ways to generate leads?
Oh, you can have a blog with a provision in there for them to put their email address if they're interested in the content of your blog.
Mm-hmm.
You can advertise, which points back to your business. If you've got something that's of interest to someone, you collect their lead because you've got their permission. They're signed in to your lead system.
Now, when you say advertise...
By advertising, and whether you're on Facebook, Twitter, I actually advertise on Twitter as well as Facebook. Yeah, but not advertise outright. I just get them to like my page, for instance. I have a separate page on Facebook now. I've got my personal page and I've got a separate page,
mm-hmm.
which is a business page.
Do you have a newsletter, Julie? Do you have a newsletter that people can subscribe to? Therefore,
not yet. Not yet. That's still in the process of being done. I'm actually just doing articles at the moment until I can get the recipes for my raw food diet.
Now, I just want to clarify something that you said, Julie. When you say that you advertise on Facebook and Twitter, you don't mean paid advertising, do you?
No.
Yeah.
No. Jane, you've got you have an address book, right? With all your contacts in it? Do you send like emails to your friends?
Not too much. Most of my friends are retired and they don't want to do anything that has the word work in it. So I don't involve them. But now I have joined a lot of groups. I just can't understand that process that you put your blog out there. Are you advertising what I've been doing?
Okay. Depending on the subject that you choose to do your blog on, whether it's golfing, horse riding, fishing, whatever, bungee jumping, you can just prattle on about it. You choose something that you are an expert in it. Well, perhaps not an expert in it, but you've got a lot of knowledge about, right? So you choose that niche, right?
Yeah.
What you do is you go onto Google and do a search about that particular niche and see what comes up. If you find some other people that have got a similar topic, right, you can actually read what they've got on their blog, and they've got a reply form, right? So you put your name in, you put your website address in, and you put a review about their article, right? It's got to be a genuine review. You think of
a comment
about it. And guess what? So their followers will come to their blog and read the comment section to see what else everybody else has written about their blog, right?
Okay. Now,
so they read your website, or they click on it and they'll go directly to your blog and they think, oh, this is interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So the blog owners, right, from around the globe, wherever they happen to be, they'll reciprocate sometimes and think, well, your blog is very much like my blog and we should get together.
Yeah. Now, so, and just following on what Julie's saying, so you want to be where your audience is.
Yeah.
An example of what Julie's talking about, say for you, Jane, you want to promote internet marketing products related to making money online and marketing online.
Right.
So you would be active, for example, in the Warrior Forum if you don't have your own blog.
I get a lot of Warrior too.
Yeah.
That's
where everyone goes, right? Anyone that wants to learn how to make money online and they want tips and advice, they go to the Warrior Forum. It's massive.
Okay.
So you would go there and establish yourself as an authority there. And something that I used to do that worked really well was that I would, in the Warrior Forum, it gives you, you can sort posts by the latest posts that have been made.
Uh-huh. Right?
And I would go through and I would look at all the posts that that had been made, like replies to threads or new threads created. And there's one literally every minute because it's that there's that much traffic happening there. There's stuff. There's new posts every single minute. So I would go, and I would look for posts that I had knowledge about, or that had zero replies yet. And I would open up those posts, and I would make a comment. I would add value, right? I would give them my advice on that topic. Or if it was a post that had no comments yet, like someone that just created a new thread that basically just asked a question and no one had responded yet, I'd try to get in there first. Because like Julie's saying, so I'd try to answer it first. If I knew the answer, great, I'd type in the answer. If I didn't know the answer, I'd quickly research it, find the answer, give the answer in the post. Because by doing that, I'm adding value. People are coming, getting to know and respect me because, you know, they'll see my signature, my name, and, you know, they see your name and your photo. And in your signature, obviously, you'd have a link to where they can learn more about your stuff.
Okay.
Whether you want to link... now, what I always recommend, whether you're doing stuff on... whether you're answering forums at Warrior Forum, or whether you've got your own blog, or whether you're putting videos up on YouTube, whether you're using a Facebook page, get people. What you eventually want to do is get people onto your list, right? They want to get people following you. There's different ways to do that, right? They can actually, they don't necessarily have to get onto your email list to follow you. They can subscribe to your YouTube channel. They can subscribe to you on YouTube and follow you that way. They can, by liking your Facebook page, they'll be see your post. When you put stuff on your Facebook page, they'll see that in the news feed, the Facebook news feed. But the best scenario is you're going to get them on your email list, because then when they come to your site and opt in for your free offer, you can more easily promote stuff to them, stuff that's going to help them. Whether it's a one-time offer or something in your sequence, in your email sequence that you're promoting. You know, you're giving them valuable content and then saying to them, hey, I've got this great product that's going to help you with X, Y, Z. So I hope this is helping. I don't know if this is helping you, Jane, but basically a lot of people, they will ask, how do I make money with ClickBank? Now... Mm-hmm. ClickBank itself is not the answer, because ClickBank is one of the ways that you can monetize a following that you have. But the thing that you have to have first is the following. You have to have people that are that know you, that like you, that trust you. Because like I was saying before, people get marketing and advertising messages every single day, all the time, so many different places. So why should they buy from you? That is the question we have to ask ourselves. That's why I have to ask myself, you have to ask yourself, why should someone buy from Jane? Now,
what I have done lately is that I've been reading emails so I can get points. And I basically use my marketing to save people time. Everyone is so busy now.
Mm-hmm.
And I also, what I do is I rewrite a lot of them. Put my personal touch there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So are you talking about, and when you're saying you're rewriting stuff, what exactly are you rewriting?
Well, you know, I do pre-written advertising, like on World Profit. They have pre-written emails that you can send out. So I will find one that I think would attract me and that I would read. And then I'll tell them my name and I'll, you know, this is why you need to get this. It will save you so much time, or it will help you bring your business to another level.
Mm-hmm.
But I have... Some of them I have like 900,000 points in. I'm not sure if I should send 600,000, or, you know, how many do you send out?
Okay. Now, it sounds like you're talking about platform like a safe list or something that you can you read other people's emails and they'll in turn read yours, is that right?
That's right.
Now safe lists used to work really well, but ages ago, like we're talking maybe 10 years ago. Today safe lists and they're like traffic exchanges. They're just very ineffective for the amount of time and effort that you put in versus what you get out of it. It's just not worth your while. So I highly encourage you to use your time and effort elsewhere.
I don't use them anymore either, John. They're dead.
Yeah,
my opinion.
I have beaucoup the points, but don't have any emails where they've come back to follow me.
Exactly. So, and this is true of everything, right? There's so many ways to generate traffic online, and it's so important for us to keep a track of results. And you always have to measure what is the time I'm spending or how much money am I spending, because sometimes we'll spend money on traffic, sometimes we'll spend our time to generate traffic. So you have to look at how much money am I spending or how much time am I spending versus the results. When I started internet marketing back in 2006, I think it was when I first started using the internet to generate leads online, the strategy I used back then, 9 years ago, are totally different to what I use today because things have changed. So safe lists were already on the way out back then, 2006. Traffic exchanges were popular and worked really well back in 2006 as a very easy way to generate leads. Now, you wouldn't get a lot of leads from traffic exchanges, but it was a great way to start your list. But now they're no good at all, traffic exchanges.
Would you take the time to build your downline on that traffic exchange?
Oh, yeah, that was always a good thing to do too. Yeah, but and so back then that was a good thing to do. Today, it doesn't matter how big your downline is, how much credits you've got, the cost you, the amount of money you would spend to either get credits on a traffic exchange or the time you would take to actually build your credits yourself by looking at other people's sites versus what you get out of it is definitely I used to teach it years ago. We stopped because it was just not effective anymore. So it's always important to track your results. You got to know where are you getting your subscribers from. And if you're not getting subscribers, if you're not getting people to either opt into your list, they're not opting into your squeeze page, or they're not buying your stuff, that, you know, if you're sending them directly to an offer, then you need to go somewhere else and try something else. So where I would definitely be focusing my time is where does anyone, who can tell me where I focus my time?
On the conference calls, John.
Yeah, conference calls are great.
Of ideas, I think.
Well, what I do with a conference call itself, like I would take that call, I'll take that recording and I'll put it up onto where do I put my recordings?
On your blog.
I put it on my blog, yes. Where else?
Podcast. And you put it in the forum, don't you, John?
I put it on the podcast. There's the two places. So I put it up on iTunes because it's totally free. Not just iTunes, there's actually other places where you can host your podcast.
I've got to get familiar with these podcasts.
But the main one is iTunes. That's where people mainly go, right? So that's, and it's free. It's free. So what I do is I use this conference call, not only for us, we get a lot out of it in the call, but I use this call for everyone. I want to provide value to as many, I want to get my message out to as many people as possible. And as they listen to this podcast, what will happen? They'll realize, hey, first of all, this guy, John, he knows a bit about internet marketing. And if they connect with me, then they're going to want to come to my site. They'll opt into my list, and the products that I recommend, they'll take them seriously.
Yeah, and they'll come on your conference calls as well.
And yeah, hopefully they'll come and join us on the conference call. So So you want to get your message out to as many people as possible so they can come and know you, trust you, like you. And then as you recommend stuff that you know works, and if you're always out there to provide value and you're offering solutions that do that, whether it's your own product or an affiliate offer, people that know you and like you and trust you, they're going to buy it because they know that this product's going to help them because you recommended it, because they like the other stuff that you've done already with them to help them. So the way I generate interest, generate leads, I do it through my podcast, and we can all do that. There's a great series online. I'm happy, anyone that's here that's interested in creating a podcast, let me know. I'll send you a link to the same training series that I watched that helped me set up my podcast. And it's free, totally free. So a great way to get your message out there, podcast. What's some other things that I do to get my message out?
YouTube.
Yes.
So people look for you instead of you looking for them.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you want.
What I do, Jane, I put myself where my audience is. That's what you need to do. So you got to look at your niche, right? And you got to look at your niche and you got to think, where are they? Where is the most of them? Not just a few of them. You want to find, where's the majority of them? So people that are interested in what I have to offer, they're definitely on YouTube looking or every day for solutions there. They're on the Warrior Forum. Definitely could access it through iTunes. Facebook.
Through what?
iTunes. They can find me through iTunes. Because iTunes is a massive market, like so many people access iTunes. They'll find me on Facebook. So they're the free ones that I use. Yes, Julie.
How do you get into iTunes to advertise?
Okay. Well, I don't do any paid advertising on iTunes. I'm not even sure how paid advertising works with iTunes. So it's creating a podcast on iTunes is free.
Ah, okay. Can you explain to me what a podcast is again?
A podcast is an audio, it's like a radio show. It's like the equivalent of a radio show. A podcast is typically a series that runs. It's not a one-off thing. It's not a one-off recording. So a podcast is like the equivalent of a radio show. But it's a you're doing it through iTunes.
A couple of your podcasts. Now, I think how I accessed your podcasts was through an email or something. Now, but because I know you and because I had that information, but if I'm Joe Smith out there, how do I know how to get to your podcast?
Okay. So people, So the way people would find me is someone that's searching the iTunes store for internet marketing related stuff. That's where my podcast will appear when they do a search. Have any of you ever searched for stuff on iTunes store before?
Yeah, of course. No. But when I think of iTunes, I think of music.
That's what I do too.
Yeah, that's true. Most people do, but there's a big audience of people that also search for podcasts as well, for information through podcasts. They enjoy listening to regular podcasts as well.
Then they must have prior knowledge from somewhere else to know that that's where you find podcasts.
Maybe. I'm not sure. I mean, I think there's a group of people that's what they do, and then there's the word of mouth as well.
Right.
That comes from that. You know, they talk about it with other people. But podcasts are very popular, extremely popular. It's a fantastic way of building relationships with people through podcasting. Orica, what have you been up to this week?
Hi. Except the fact that I have a break in my back.
You had a what?
Your microphone, Orica. It's,
I think she's just gone up there somewhere. Yeah.
Okay, what's up?
Okay.
You just lost it for a minute. I mean, you know, you went quiet.
I have some issue in my house, but I am the contractor are working on that. What I did on the business was I got a client from last week fair. She's very, very, she's a nurse. She's very interested in the water.
Right,
she's,
right.
I spent with her more than 2 days. Actually, Saturday, she came with me to the our company. And she's very interested, and she wants to try the water for 30 days. I have interest from Romania and Germany. And what I am happy, one of my network guy start to be very, very excited. And he is actually the one who connect with Germany, and he has interest from there.
Nice.
So I am working now more and more on giving the information on internet. And I have another fair on March, and the lady actually who organized the fair does training with us one-on-one to teach how to market the product and how to be more efficient in talking with the clients, because she said she's waiting for 30,000 visitors. That will be huge.
Awesome. Wow.
But what I have for you, I am working in some new landing page because I have more people who wants to start working with me. And I have a question. Can mm-hmm. you insert on landing page a video, or do you need a special program, or you can use WordPress to insert in a squeeze page or in a landing page a video?
Yeah, good question. Yeah, you can definitely just use WordPress. You don't have to have any special software or any program to do that.
Okay.
You can upload the video to YouTube, and there's a lot. There's lots of features in YouTube that allow you to show a video without showing all the extra fancy YouTube stuff. Like, let's say you wanted to, for example, like there's options within YouTube to allow your video to autoplay as soon as someone opens a page, so they don't even have to click on the play button. So if that's something you wanted to do on your squeeze page, which you most likely will want, if you've got a video on your squeeze page, you want it to autoplay. So that's something you can do within YouTube. You can get
what
it to autoplay.
Did you say autoplay?
Autoplay.
Okay.
Autoplay.
R-O-A-L.
Autoplay, A-U-T-O. Autoplay.
Oh, okay.
A-U-T-O. Play.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, like autoplay. I got it.
Yep, sorry, it's my Aussie accent. Sorry.
No, no. And it's my English too, so it's fine.
Okay.
I got
All right, good, good. And just to let you know, your microphone cut out again. Oh, you're back again. All right. YouTube, you can host your video on YouTube. You can embed
it. The truth is, I have a good video from the company.
Yeah.
And this is what I want actually to implement.
Yeah.
And my page.
Yeah. Well, now that video, where is that video? Is it on
It's on YouTube.
Okay, great. It's already on YouTube. So what you do, you can go into YouTube. So you can do this for any YouTube video. It doesn't have to be one that you've uploaded. It could be anything that anyone else has uploaded. You get the embed code from YouTube. And sometimes within YouTube itself, it'll give you the settings. I'll just hop onto YouTube now.
Okay.
Just go there. So if you want to follow me, Horika, go to YouTube and just find any video. It doesn't matter what video, right?
Yeah.
Just open up any video on YouTube. Okay, I'm just going to pause. So I've, now when you, let me know when you're there.
Okay. I open
okay.
to Mr.
Good, okay. good. Okay, so you got... when you scroll down and it's got the share option just above the description. So between the title of the video and the description, there's a section there where you can, there's
okay.
a share. Yeah. And then
safety,
you go to,
Yeah, down, safety language, safety history, or a little bit higher.
The share option is just below the title of the video. So you've got the video itself. Underneath the video is the title of the video. And then just under that, there should be a...
Share,
yep. So you click on that.
Yeah.
And then you've got an option to embed.
The world ain't all sunshine.
If you can pause, if you can pause the video, that'd be great. Thank you, Origa.
I didn't know what to do. Oh, share and embed.
Yeah, embed. So now with embed, underneath you, they give you this whole line of code, right?
Yes.
Underneath that, there's show more.
Yes.
And click on that. Now, what you can do is there's some check boxes there.
Yeah.
What you want to make sure that you do is untick the first one that says show suggested videos when the video finishes.
Okay, I did.
Yeah, you don't want to. Now, in your when you're showing the video on your squeeze page, you most probably don't want to show the player controls. You just want the video to display. You don't want to see like all the gadgets and
show
stuff.
Player control, yeah.
Yeah, so I usually untick show player controls and I untick show video title and player actions.
You unclick everything?
Yeah, so I untick those first three. The last one is enable privacy enhanced mode. And
yes.
I'm not sure what that means. I'm just clicking on the question mark. Anyway, I just have that unticked. I have it unticked, but I don't know what it means. Okay, so now what you can do. So now if you can also just above those check boxes, it says video size.
Yeah.
So here is where from the drop down box, you can select how big you want the video to appear on your squeeze page.
Yes.
And if you don't like any of those options, just type in your own size that you want it to appear. So you can
Which one is the right size?
Well, it depends on your squeeze page. It depends how you want it to look on your squeeze page. So, you know, a good one might be the 420 by 315. That might be the right size for your squeeze page. If it's too small, make it select a bigger one or do a custom one. Or if it's too, you know, if it's too big, you can create your own custom size. So you can basically make the video to appear as big or as small as you want.
Okay.
So
here I will not have anything marked. Show suggested video when the video finish, show player control. Everything is unmarked.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So once you've untick those checkboxes and you're happy with the video size, then you copy that code right up the top there.
Okay.
You copy that code and you paste it where you want it to appear on your page. Now, there is one more thing that you can, if you want it to autoplay,
yeah.
What you do, if we take that code, and if you copy and paste that code somewhere, like in Notepad or Word.
The code which is under embed, yes?
Yeah, that's right. The one where it says iframe and then width. And
iframe,
Now, if you take that code and copy it, now I want you to copy it and paste it somewhere, right? Like copy it to WordPad, Notepad or Word, wherever. And let me know when you've done that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you want the video to autoplay?
I mean, like, if somebody opened the page, it would automatically play straight away? Is that that what happens? Without having to press any buttons to play it? Okay.
That I think for a landing page is very smart.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good.
So what you would do is, now, in that code that you've just copied and pasted to where you can edit it, I want you to find where it says, where it's got the source, you know, SRC equals, and then it's got HTTPS, www.youtube.com. Can you see that?
Okay. Is that in that embed link?
Yep.
The coding?
We say YouTube embed.
Yeah, right there. where it says youtube.com/embed/, and then there's a whole bunch of letters and numbers.
Yes.
And then there's a question mark, right? At the end of those letters, a question mark. Now, after that question mark, it should say REL equals zero.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, what that's referring to is you don't want to show related videos. Where it says REL equals zero, that's the signal for YouTube to know don't show related videos after this video finishes.
All right. Gotcha.
Now, after that REL equals zero, you should see an ampersand symbol.
Yeah.
And then AMP colon.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I want you to copy that. Sorry,
from zero?
After zero.
At
the ampersand.
And the colon?
Yep, and the colon. So it should be five characters, right? The ampersand symbol, AMP, and the colon. So you copy that. What we're going to do, we're going to go to the end where those quotation marks finish. Because that's a really long line there. Where it says SRC equals www.youtube.com, blah, blah, blah. It goes, the end of that URL is show info equals zero. Can you see that? Yep.
I want you to... L equals zero.
So we've got a few things happening there. We've got related equals zero. We've got control zero, show info equals zero. Now, after show info equals zero and before the quotation marks, I want you to paste that and AMP colon.
Before quotation mark?
Yep.
What do you want to put?
So after the zero, paste that those five characters we just copied.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. And we're going to put autoplay. Then type.
Do you want to write autoplay? Yep.
Type in autoplay. AUTOPLAY.
Yeah.
Equals.
One. Okay.
So now that should autoplay the video now. So when you embed this code onto your WordPress, so onto your Squeeze page, whether it's on WordPress or wherever you embed it, that video will now autoplay and you won't see any related videos when it's finished. You won't have any controls. It'll just be the video and it'll be playing.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what I'm going to do, I've just pasted in the chat area for you as well so you can see... So you can see how I did that, Orica. It should be the same as the way you did it.
Yeah, okay. I will check with me. But yes, I got it. I was able to follow you, you know.
Okay, good.
So I'm going to check, but that is awesome because I was wondering how can I do that.
Okay.
Thank you very much, John.
Okay,
you're... Zero to play zero. Exactly.
You did it right.
Okay. I did it the same way. Thank you very, very much.
Okay, good, good. Glad we can help with that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you, Orica. Thanks, everyone, for being on the call. We're going to end the call now. Is there any questions or comments anyone had before we do close the call?
It was a good conference. Good night, everybody.
Thank you, Jane. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it was very, very good. Even I learned something.
Yeah, me too. Thanks very much, guys. I'll see you next week.
Yeah, thank you.
Too,
yeah, I really appreciate everyone being on the call. Thanks, everyone. Have a great week.
Thank you, John.
Okay.
Thank you, John. Thank you, everybody. Goodbye.
It was a really good call.
Thanks, Julie. A transcript summary of today's podcast, including links to sites mentioned, is available on my blog at johnlagodakis.com. That's johnlagodakis.com. And if you'd like help setting up your own successful internet marketing business, I highly recommend you check out my free webinar at makemoneywithjohn.com.
Thank you for joining us on this audio program. For more online success strategies, visit makemoneywithjohn.com.